Regina. The drama over the city's amusement tax on movie theater tickets seems to have reached a conclusion at Regina City Hall Wednesday. At their regular meeting, council voted in favor of an amended motion that would see the amusement tax removed on movie theaters completely as of January 1, 2024. The main motion had also called for the reduction of the amusement tax on theaters from 10% down to 5%, a move to counteract the imposition of the 6% provincial sales tax on theaters on October 1. This was in line with the recommendation that had already been passed at executive committee the previous week. The resolutions to reduce the amusement tax to 5% this October, and to eliminate it entirely on January 1, 2024, passed at council. But the votes were not unanimous, and in one final piece of drama, the bylaw which would have allowed the changes to take effect October 1 did not get through in three readings. Councillor Bob Hawkins voted against unanimous consent for third reading, meaning it will come back to council October 12 for final passage. It is at that time that the 5% reduction will take effect. The indication from the city is that the reason full removal will wait until January 1, 2024 is to give administration time to adjust to the change. Regina administration is currently in the budget process for 2023. It also will give time for the city to consider whether they might be able to raise revenue on other event tickets. Mayor Sandra Masters told reporters after the meeting that administration would touch base with Tourism Regina to see if that would be a potential funding source. Masters said the city may look at expanding the amusement tax to understand whether it is a funding source for tourism and events. Council's decision to ultimately bring an end to the amusement tax on movie cinema tickets came after continuing pressure and feedback from movie cinema owners, who had pointed out Regina would be the highest tax jurisdiction in North America for movie tickets. Even with the reduction to 5%, Regina moviegoers would be paying 16% in federal, provincial and municipal taxes on movie tickets, the highest on the continent. Another issue raised was that the amusement tax only singled out movie theaters, with just three cinema complexes in Regina impacted. The tax had been removed from other events and venues over several years. Also, a backdrop of the discussion was the closure of Rainbow Cinemas at the Golden Mile Shopping Center on Albert Street, reducing the number of cinema screens in the city. The Rainbow screened their final movies last Sunday. Council ultimately was swayed by arguments from cinema owners who appeared before executive committee and city council during the past couple of weeks. Their main argument was that the tax would deter customers from going to the theaters, which were under pressure from competition from streaming services. On Wednesday, Michael Paris of the Movie Theatre Association of Canada appeared by phone at council, and he repeated his call to have the tax removed. "Every incremental cost impacts the ability of people crossing the threshold into the theater," Paris said. "We need to remain a competitive environment to continue to get film with our partners in distribution, but at the end of the day, we need people to be in our locations. This tax matters, it matters a great deal, and I do believe in the history of my industry, this kind of thing has never mattered more."